Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And a chair is equally as excellent as sitting on the floor. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. I want to share with you a teaching that I was given maybe 6 or 8 years ago about how to rouse confidence in yourself. And I don't know about you, but there is almost always someone in here, some kooky person, saying things like, "Who do you think you are?" And "What makes you think you're so special?" And, you know, if you're a writer like me, it's that voice is extremely loud when you're about to write something. Who says you have anything to say that hasn't been said many, many times before by people much smarter than you? So if you can relate to this, I want to share with you this teaching on creating confidence. It's a very interesting teaching. It's more connected to discovering the magic of your world, and I'll tell you what I mean by that in a moment, than it is to propping up your self-esteem, which I hope you will do, because I'm sure you deserve to have a healthy self-esteem. But these teachings are not about how do I make myself think I'm actually awesome, how do I find a sense of my worth. Those are fantastic things. But this teaching is not about finding anything on the inside to give you confidence. Rather, it's about creating an environment that you draw confidence from. A few weeks ago, I made a video about my girlfriend, Marie Kondo, and the Tidying Up show, which I love. And I find that it has consequences that extend well beyond having a nice, neat closet and your clothes folded in a certain way. It creates a sense of ease, or what she would call joy. And when you live in an environment like that, not that it has to be perfect, so don't freak out if you think, oh, I'm a mess, I'll never have confidence. But when you live in an environment that has a kind of settled quality to it, a cared for quality, you are naturally more confident. It's like the difference between going outside. This is a very superficial example. I'll just make it about myself rather than in general. If I go out and my hair is dirty, I feel bad. I feel a little low energy. If my hair is clean, I just feel a little bit more refreshed. There's nothing about my hair that's giving me confidence, but there's something about the way you extend your heart to the environment and take care of it that rouses confidence. I hope that makes sense. So in this teaching, there are 5 steps, and I'll try to make them short. And you may have heard them before if you've read my books, or because I try to talk about them all the time because I think they're very powerful. I'll explain them briefly. And if you don't have time, jump right to the meditation, please. So the first step is to clean up your house, clean up your room. I'm not talking about condoizing everything. I'm talking about just generally having a sense of order in your environment. It feels different to walk into a room, whether to you it's minimalist or cozy or whatever you would want to call it, doesn't matter. That feels to you like you understand the order. It feels different than walking into an environment where you're like, I'm not sure what's in that pile over there. I'm just going to ignore it. Don't take my word for any of these things. Try them. And don't think, oh, I have to clean up my whole house. Just, you know, clean out the stuff off the table next to your bed if you have such a table, or clean up your car if you spend a lot of time in your car, just and see what happens. The second step, the most controversial, is eat good food. I want you to listen to me right now. I am in no way suggesting that you eat a clean diet. I don't even know what the hell that means. I'm not saying cut out sugar or become vegan or carbohydrates are demonic. I'm not saying any of those things. You can eat whatever you want, as far as I'm concerned. But the suggestion here is to attend to the quality of the food rather than the latest research on whether it will kill you or not. Although, you know, sure, be healthy. That's obviously very important. But if you like, if you're vegan, then get organic, fresh vegetables, you know, as much as your budget will allow, because food can be expensive, I understand. And if you are, you know, if you want a hamburger, get good quality hamburgers. In other words, whatever it is that you like, before you eat it, try to choose the highest quality of that thing, whether it's a kale shake or whiskey shot. Pay attention to the quality and have this sense of, I nourish myself with respect. The third step is called wear nice clothes, but obviously, I don't think that means wear fancy clothes or expensive clothes or fashionable clothes. It means wear things that make you feel good when you put them on. Very, very simple. For most of us, some kind of cleanliness is included, clean clothes, whether they're, you know, juicy sweats from 1999 or, you know, a ball gown. If it's clean, if it's, you know, pressed, it feels good to put it on, as opposed to picking up your clothes you wore yesterday off the ground. So the final two are a little bit different. They are not about you and your habits exactly, but they are about you. The fourth step is to spend time with people who like you. They sound pretty obvious, but, you know, and we all have to spend time with people that may not like us so much, or that we don't feel good about ourselves when we're with them. Maybe you have contentious relationships within your family or at work. Sure, that's life. But as much as possible, maximize the amount of time you spend with people who make you feel good about yourself. Not the people that baby you and pander you, but people who make you feel strong and beautiful, like you are. And minimize the amount of time you spend with people who make you feel otherwise. And the final step is spend time in the natural world. And right here in Boston today, it is really cold. It's like 7 degrees outside. I'm not going out there unless I absolutely have to. But otherwise, barring extreme circumstances, take a walk. Sit on your porch. If you live in a city, look at flower beds in people's windows if it's springtime, or the trees in the park with or without leaves, whatever condition they're in. And if you live outside of a city, then, you know, take a walk in a beautiful spot and look at the sky and feel the air. These five things, if you build them into your life, my experience is they raise my self-esteem and give me greater confidence. You know what I'm about to say right now? Do not take my word for that. In fact, do not take my word for any damn thing. Try it yourself and see. If it works for you, now it's your wisdom. You can forget about me. If it doesn't work for you, forget about it. You don't ever have to think about it again. And you can still forget about me, because this practice and this path is truly about you. So, hope that was useful. Let's practice. Begin your practice by sitting up straight, with a sense of ease, not straight and stiff, but straight and relaxed. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and they can simply rest. Let the sit bones be heavy. Really give your weight to the cushion or chair, like no holding back. Feel that you are right here, because that's the truth. You are right here. And we're not trying to get anywhere in this practice. Actually, we're simply trying to be right here. Its own kind of magic. The front body is soft. You can let the belly relax. the area around the heart, the throat, and my favorite, the shoulders. Let your shoulders relax. Nothing to carry or lug or tug right now. Let there be a sense of buoyancy in the shoulders. The mouth is closed. The lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose, meaning there is no breathing technique here, just breathing. The eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or less, depending where your screen is. And let the eyes be soft. Again, we're practicing being right here. You can see where you are. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Now feel your body breathing. This is different than noticing the breath. Feel the breath. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Let the breath carry you. There is no effort whatsoever to stop thinking. The only thing you have to stop thinking is that you have to stop thinking. So, ixnay. Let your mind be as it is. Let your thoughts come and go. Because they will come and go. And you don't have to wrangle them or herd them or be afraid of them. Just let them pass through while your primary attention is on the breath. And if at any point you notice you're absorbed in thought completely, you've forgotten about your breath, fabulous. You just woke up, and now you have options. Because when you're awake, you have options. Label that moment thinking. Let go. Gently bring your attention back to the breath. And with kindness toward yourself, your breath, your thoughts, take a fresh start. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me, and thank you for practicing together.